you, JTL, Chris Tomlin and friends, who you are to me. Kane, before that, with the commission. Good morning, 7:03.
As we continue to pray for all who have been impacted by the situation in Ukraine, there are organizations providing opportunities to lend critical aid. Find these links at Stacy's blog at WJTL.com.
This morning, our very special guest from Black Rock Retreat, their executive director, Peter Fiorello. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
I'd love to give a shout out to my team down at Black Rock Retreat, as our leadership staff is already arriving as we prepare for summer. And a shout out to my family who's in the LS School District.
Very cool. Tell us where Black Rock is for those who don't know.
So Black Rock is in Quarryville, Pennsylvania, about 30 minutes south of Lancaster.
And tell us about Black Rock. What do you guys do?
Yeah, Black Rock was founded in 1954 by Frank Ank. He was a pastor in the city and said, we need to do something about these kids. And so back then we started a camp, and we've been reaching kids ever since.
That's amazing. And you guys have something new that you guys are doing this year with your Urban Day camps. Tell us about that.
We are so excited to launch our first ever Urban Day camp in Lancaster City. We'll be partnering with Teen Haven and Mission Church to reach kids who can't get to Black Rock. So we're going to take camp to them.
And what's it going to be like? Tell us what it's going to involve.
It's going to be so exciting. We're going to bus kids from downtown Lancaster City to Mission Church location. They're allowing us to use their ball field and their gymnasium. So we're going to turn their ball field into a camp. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to serve them meals and just have a lot of fun sharing the love of Jesus with them.
That's amazing. Now, you guys still also continue to do retreats, summer camps, all the other stuff.
Yes, yes. We'll have about 1,000-plus kids on our property at Black Rock this summer, and our retreats are busting at the seams right now, doing 300 to 400 a weekend.
And that's great to hear after COVID that you guys have rebounded, huh?
So much to be thankful for.
Yeah, very cool. If folks want more info, they can visit you online.
At BRR.org.
We'll talk more with Peter coming up in just a bit. So stick around. Also, music on the way, Blanca, I Am They, and more.